skeptical. Everybody in town, you know, all the kids didn't go to school, you know, and all that kind of bullshit, you know. It was just a fair thing, you know. They got a chance to really see the, you know, what was coming down, man. It was a lot of humiliation. But, you know, that showed me a whole bunch of shit, man, you know. They tried that, you know, so that shows me that they'll try something again. They'll try something different, you know. And I don't, if I'm not well up on it, I don't know whether I can see it coming. Whether I can see it coming or what have you. I just try to be prepared for it.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's all you can do.
You know? But anyway, you know, they came out of that. The jury thing came back. You know, not guilty. And Marvin Common was screaming mad. He was deathly mad, man.
You got a jury trial, man.
Yeah. He was mad. He was mad, mad, mad. Now, I had been dealing with Marvin Cummins and Malin Gibson, you know, on a different level in the defense of those boys, you know. you know, and for them to try, you know, that same type of bullshit on me, you know, just let me got a good, you know, I got a good look at them then. You know, I really got to see how dangerous that they really are, and they are public servants. You know, they are public servants, you know, to do shit like that. Now, what do you see? I have not even had a fucking parking ticket. See, it's just like that thing. I ain't even had no office hours or nothing. You see, it's just like that same identical thing again, you know. What they do is, you know, they get, you know, some kind of record on you, you know, so that keeps you from getting a government job, you know, or some bullshit like that, to where you stay right there in that same thing, you know, in which you are. You know, and that's generally the pattern of what they usually put on, you know, the young dudes, you know, generation after generation after generation, so they would have to take, you know, the second class jobs or the third class jobs and stuff that'll keep them on that economic level, you know, to which they'll be fucking with them all the time. See? So, you know, I guess I was lucky to come out of that. Well, not lucky, you know. I know that I didn't kill a dude, and they know that they didn't kill him, you know. And you know, when you can take the jury, 12 people, down to the scene of the crime, you know, which, and tell us, you look up there in the corner of that screen, you know, of an up the, of that upstairs apartment, and tell me what you see. You know, just see what you see up there. See, and that was a bullet hole in that screen in the left-hand corner, just barely could see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out all of this when I was in jail. When I was in jail.
Well, so they were not all interested in finding out who actually killed him?
No. No. They didn't care who killed him. You know, it wasn't that. Because if they wanted to know who killed him, they could have found out. They could have found out who killed him. If they wanted to find out, they could have found out. You know, but that wasn't the issue. That wasn't the issue at all.
That must have been hard on Roberta.
It was. It was hard, very hard. It was hard on the kids. You know, it was hard on everybody. It was hard on me too, man. To see what, now how in the hell can this go down, man? How can this go down like this? But, you know, I